Let's keep this party going with Julie Healy. Julie Healy, live on your favourite radio station, Irish Radio.
Hello there, this is Daniel here.
Hello, this is Michael English.
Hi, this is Mick Flavin.
Hello there, this is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, this is Thomas Maguire.
And this is Fiona Ennis.
Hi folks, this is Nathan Cott.
Hi guys, Mike Denver here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Guthrie here.
Hello folks, John McNichol here.
Hi, this is Tony Stevens.
Hi guys, it's Johnny Brady here.
Hey guys, Lee Matthews here.
Hi, this is Anya Crehan.
Hi, this is Charlie Pratt.
Hi, this is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hi, this is Hal Ketchum.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
Irish Roots with Julie Healy.
Up called Charlie's with umbrellas upside down. You'll be greeted with a smiling face if you were a star. Ah, there is no place on earth like Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people come from near and from far. And the beer flows like wine and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good at Charlie's Bar. When the weekend comes around, you're sure to hear the sound of the music played by young and old all night in Charlie's Bar. Ah, the Sunday session's sweet, you'll hear the tapping of the feet as they dance all around the floor at Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. People come from near and from far. And the beer it flows like wine and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good at Charlie's Bar. Sure, it's known all around worldwide with the ad at Christmas time. But the lonely won't be lonely around Charlie's anymore. No, you'll never be alone. It's a home away from home. Tip your hat and raise a glass to Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Ah, the people come from near and from far. And the beer it flows like wine and you have a real good time. Good in Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people come from near and from far. And the beer flows like wine and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar. Ah, yes, the beer flows like wine and you have a real good time. Ah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar.
Charlie's Bar. Very good afternoon to all your listeners and friends out there. Thank you all for tuning in to me here on IrishRadio.org. I'm Julie. I'll be with you till 3 o'clock, broadcasting here from the Four Country Roads in Glenamaddy, North East Galway, right here on the Atlantic Ocean, overlooking the beautiful lake. It's a mild, windy day, but the sun is shining and spring is on its way, and hope you're all doing well right across the world, whatever part you're tuned into me, and I thank you for that. Well, don't forget, if you're celebrating anything this weekend or you want to hear a particular song, you can WhatsApp me on 087-904-9388. You'll get me on tickety-boo52julie@gmail.com. I'm on Messenger, I'm on WhatsApp, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm here in the hot seat, and I'm just going to push the numbers. Here's Margot O'Donnell.
The neon lights shine bright in the city here tonight. People seem so happy and gay. But everyone's a stranger when you're far away from home. Life can be so lonely when from Ireland you have roamed. How I miss the lovely hills of my own Donegal, misty rolling midlands, the Galway mountains tall. Lovely hills of Kerry in the Vale of Old Tralee, winding River Shannon and Galway by the sea. We'd sit and sing the old songs and share a glass of wine. But here I am in Boston and Ireland's on my mind. How life here in fast lane is just not for me, for I'd rather be at home again, it's where I long to be. And I cursed the day I sailed away and left my folks behind, the old tears in my eyes and Ireland's on my mind. Their faces bright. We'd sit and sing the old songs and share a glass of wine. But here I am in Boston and Ireland's on my mind. We'd sit and sing the old songs and share a glass of wine. But here I am in Boston and Ireland's on my mind. Yes, I'm alone in Boston and Ireland's on my mind.
Good Margot O'Donnell there.
Mervyn and Shane Owens appearing this weekend, Friday the 17th of January, in Hennessy's Bar in Raceland. On Saturday the 18th, they're in the Phoenix in Luton. And on Sunday the 19th, they're in the Addiscombe Club in Croydon.
And here's Mervyn Owens.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet aren't forgiven. My name was at the top and many kings below. Well, I went up to his keeper and said a little long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. For the record's clear today, and he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Well, the old account was large and growing every day. For I was always sinning, and I never tried to pray. But when I looked at him and saw such pain, long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. For the record's clear today, and he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Well, sinners, seek the Lord. Repent of all your sins, 'cause if he has demanded, if you should enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, well, you know you settle. You settled it long ago, long ago, long ago. For the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, and he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Yes, the record's clear today, and he washed my sins away. For the old account was settled long ago.
There you are there. Here's one from Dave Sheriff. Was Dave Sheriff there, my mother to you. Here's young Jack Yo.
My grandfather's a guardian, still plays them no city. He used to play the reels of Kerry and all the Irish. You'd hear a note song ringing out as you move from room to room. All the neighbors gathered round to listen for the night. And when he played the call, we saw it fill them. Head and a pipe stuck in his mouth. He
the power on, and the fiddle in full flight. Old Bob got out his box and played with all his might. The party it was start, and the sparks flew from the ground with the stomping of the hobnail boots as it danced to the magic sound.
You.
My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. Put it down upon his knee and he was start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays the notes today. Hey! Oh, that's the job.
Go on, Jack. Jack Keogh there. Here's Kathy Durkin.
In the blue hills of Brefty, shining in the sun, scenes that I knew so long ago. When in my childhood, barefoot I would run through the fields and the woodlands I would go.
I seemed like a sweet Colleen that I met in the county down.
There was Kathy Durkin there. Here's one from Jim Ed Houston this time.
Sailing in the sea in search of borrowed time. Love will rise like the sun and fall like the rain. I will love you till you touch my heart again. Life will never be the same if you go and I remain. All love comes and goes like a teardrop in the rain. One more time, your body close to mine, and I will love you till you touch my heart again. Love is kind, love is wild, love will warm this heart of mine. Love set sail on an endless sea in search of borrowed time. Love will rise like the sun and fall. Touch my heart again. You are my life, you are my love, you're my only reason for life. The look in your eyes is my hope for the future, a distant horizon and a dark green sky. I'm a candle to your flame, I'm a haven for your pain. I will stay by your side, what you mean to me. You're a special part of me, and I will love you till you touch my heart again. Love is kind, love is wild, love will warm this heart of mine. Love set sail on an endless sea in search of borrowed time. Love will rise like the sun, fall like the rain. Touch my heart again. I will love you till you touch my heart again.
It was Jim Ed there. Here's one from Pat Mulcrone this time. Pat Mulcrone, oh yeah.
That I can ne'er forget, where the grass is green and God made plenty of time. And I knew someday, somehow, we'd make it back again to my home place and the girl I left behind. Yes, I'm home, boys, home. I'm home in old Ireland once again. I swear to God above, I'll never. And Dad, I've spoken to my kinfolk and my friends. And tonight at 8 o'clock, there's a door I'm going to knock. I'll be back with my sweetheart once again. Yes, I'm home, boys, home. I'm home in old Ireland once again. I swear to God. Town. And if Mary says I will, we'll walk.
Pat McCrone there. Here's one from Richard Thompson this time.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. Now my will is gone, you heard me swear. I need you at the demand of the day. You pull me like the moon pulls on the tide. You know just where I keep my better side.
Richard Thompson there. Here's Annette Griffin. Below me.
walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words that spoke after dark in the glen. Oh, I hear you calling me, old songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams.
Annette Griffin there. Here's one from Caroline Park, and she's going to sing Don't Look Back.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed. If you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness, show a little kindness, to shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of down. And the kindness that you show every day,
actually that was Sandra Dolan there, Joe Dolan's niece. Here's one from Curtis McGee this time.
Don't in a neat little town they call Belfast. Apprentice to trade I was bound, and many's an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune came o'er me, that caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. I remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and a bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, but he turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry, my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, send Danny Gall, Danny's been here, me boys, Danny Gall. One fine morning last July, while walking down the road, before me a red-haired girl I chanced to spy. I went up to her, says I, young lady, me donkey he will carry too. Well, seeing as how you have a donkey to dingle fair, I'll ride with you. Well, when we reached the town of Dingle, I took her hand to say goodbye. When a tinker man stood up beside me and belted me in my left eye. Keep your hands up, red-haired Mary, her and I will soon be wed. To see the priest this very morning, tonight we'll lie in the marriage bed. All the little boats are gone from the breast of Vanalope. The ferry men are stranded on the quay. Sure, the Dublin docks are dying, and a way of life is gone, and Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
There's Curtis McGee there. Here's one from Dan and Mary Sheeran.
I met a girl out in the hills. She gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I saw the bluey summer skies. When I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing. She sang of wandering. She married
the Aston.
Would her heart
be true forever?
From then till evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely, would he leave her?
When
for months on end until she promised me she'd quit. We planned on being married in the spring. All through the long cold winter months it seemed that spring would never come. Every gloomy winter's day I heard the new birds sing. She sang of waiting,
waiting for the hour
till I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after.
And since the day we met, she sang of waiting,
waiting for the sunshine.
We kept hating,
hating every storm cloud
that had gathered
o'er the mountain
to keep us far apart. The earth, we were married in the village dirt. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. Now many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong. But I found her long ago and still the bluebirds sing. She sang of loving,
loving every hour
that I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after.
As since the day we met. And oh, we're older,
older, older, sweeter.
Though we're fonder,
fonder of each other.
We'll be sweethearts,
sweethearts all together.
Until the end of time.
There's Dan and Mary Sheeran there. Here's one from Maisie McDaniel. Was Maisie McDaniel there? Here's one from Daniel O'Donnell.
As the raindrops are falling, I can hear your voice calling, calling me back once again. I've been away for too long, but now I'm coming home, back to your loving arms. Countryside side so fair, and the good folk that live there. I've missed your tender kisses and your smile. Now I'm not too far away, I'm coming home today, and soon my feet will touch my native soil. As I stepped out of the plane, 'cause I won't wait to catch the morning train. For now I'm returning, where the home fire's always burning, to the one I love who's waiting there for me. And we'll do all the old things that we've always done, dancing, romancing together as one. Home, where the heart is, and my heart's for you. No matter where I travel, I'm coming home to you. Home is where the heart is, and my heart's for you. No matter where I travel, I'm coming home to you.
That's Daniel O'Donnell there. Here's one from Bridie Gallagher.
Short the night we parted, too quickly came the day, when silent, broken hearted, I went from you away. The dawn was bright in over Glen, stole the stars away. The last one shall the Galway gray. Oh, I've seen the silks and laces, and well they look and show beneath the pretty faces of gentle girls I know. But the secret I'll confide, I'll leave them all today. To meet you on a green hillside, in your shawl of Galway grey. The well is sparkling eyes of yore, the sky still grey blue. The dog outside
a real old one there from Bridie Gallagher. Here's Liam McLaughlin with them.
If you should tell me that I'll always be the one you've always loved so true, then I can tell you I could easily fall in love with you. It wasn't long ago I saw you there, but even then I thought I knew.
myself. I couldn't feel no more lonesome now if I was left on the shelf. Don't ever change that smile, you're smiling now. And please don't let me see blue. Then I can tell you most so easily. Been too long by myself. I couldn't feel no more lonesome now if I was there on the shelf. Don't ever change that smile you're smiling now. And please don't let me see you blue. Tell you all so easily, I could easily fall in love with you.
Here's Tony Mack this time.
I'm sitting in the bar room in Chicago all alone, looking at the rain coming down. Put another nickel in the jukebox on the wall, and I'll play a few old songs from way back home. The record started playing and it mentioned Donegal, then it gave a mention to Tyrone. Words don't mean nothing when you're sitting in a bar, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. I'm sitting in the bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, and any town in Ireland would be home. Another record mentioned Galway and Mayo, Roscommon, Dublin and Athlone. The bartender asked me what town I came from. I said any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. I'm sitting in the bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by the river all alone. I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home.
For requests and dedications, contact Julie Healy in the studio now via our website at www.irishradio.org.
Oh, you're down on your uppers. I said you need new boots. Well, you listen to your mother. Oh, I said you're down on your uppers. Hey. I remember when I was a boy, I didn't need no fancy toys.
the great outdoors, over ditches and on the trees, through a million fields of green, until the evening shadows fall, when I would hear my mama call. Oh, you're down on your uppers. I said you need new boots. Have you got no others that you can fit into? Ah, Derek King of the West, I see. Needing more than a bit of a clean. Will you listen to your mother? Oh, sit you down on your uppers. Hey! Now as I walk these city streets, I'm moving to a country beat. Gray hills and flashing lights, they surround the day and night. But I know when I'm feeling low, where my heart longs to go, to where the evening shadows fall, and I can hear my mama call. Oh, you're down on your uppers. I said you need new boots. Have you got no others that you can fit into? Ah, Derek King, you're the worst I've seen.
Derek Ryan there. Here's one from Larry Cunningham.
With pen in hand, I try to write this note to you. I know now where I stand, but what am I to do? I've found so many things to say since we're so far apart. How can I write on paper what I feel in my heart? How can I write on paper what I'm feeling deep inside? Words to you would last no longer, that it takes the ink to dry. As yours and mine deserves another start. How can I write on paper what I feel in my heart? These simple things you gave are
it takes the ink to dry. A love as sweet as yours and mine deserves another start.
What was Larry Cunningham there? Here's one from Sean Wilson this time.
It was on a dreary October's day as the rain fell to the ground. I was leaving dear old Ireland to the U.S. I was bound. My friend and neighbors gathered round, good luck to me they wished, as I bid farewell to Longford and my native town of Wish. My father at my party said, my son, be always true, be honest and be true. Whatever you might do, my mother's eyes were filled with tears. As for me, she stole a kiss and she said, remember Longford and your native Calder on this. Lovely shore from the ancient hills of sweet Dromar, the purple heather grows. I dreamt I saw old Carnhill, Granard and Killore, way down in her sleepy fields and moors, the Camlan waters flow. Someday
church door was open and I stepped inside. I went there hoping that she'd change her mind. There were beautiful roses in a bridal bouquet as she stood at the altar on her wedding day. A stranger in silence reached out for her hand and placed on her finger a gold wedding band. There was happiness written in a smile on his face, but I couldn't see hers neath the veil of white lace. I pitied that stranger for all he could see. Was their life together till eternity? My heart filled with anger, the face of that false-hearted critter pocket and fell on a gun. It shattered the silence as it left its trace. Stains of red crimson on a veil of white lace. I ran from the church house as I threw down the gun, but stopped at the doorstep for crossing the lawn. Was my darling cause she had decided she'd wait. Death to a stranger, a veil of white lace. Death to a stranger, in a veil of white lace.
Doesn't Michael O'Brien
there? Let's keep this party going with Julie Healy.
Stage two there, and the feet of a dancer.
Who's that knocking on my door?
Old man trouble.
doing fine with me. Giving all you got, it seems to me. It's too early for a tragedy, so don't lose your Hucklebox shoes. Don't lose your Hucklebox shoes, and we'll be dancing, dancing, dancing away the blues. Keep them moving, don't lose your Hucklebox shoes.
Searchers.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll all remember this one. Here we are, the Seekers. Seekers. Now you'll all remember this one.
Yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
The Carpenters.
The sooner the better.
Mr. Postman, don't bring any bills. You'll all remember this one.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart
Johnny Ray there. You'll all remember this one.
Girl, I
now. You'll remember this one, some of you. Skeeter Davis there. Now, some of you will remember this one.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried.
Tony Stevens.
Be nobody's darling but mine, love. and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. You're sweet as the flowers in the springtime, fair as the roses that twine. You're sure to be somebody's darling, be nobody's darling but mine. Come sit by my side, little darling, come lay your cool hand on my brow. I'm taking the long weary journey, so give your last kiss to me now. This is goodbye, little darling. My heart aches to leave you behind. And promise me that you will never be no.
Tony Stevens there. You'll all remember, you all know Cliff Richard.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only one. Look at her hair, it's real, and don't believe what I say, just feel. Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Just feel, lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got her roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul.
living doll.
That was Cliff Richard there. Here's Frank Sinatra. Haven't heard him for a while.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you lock in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Well, here's Don Williams.
Questions my heart is asking. Who opened my eyes, made me realize love is everlasting. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody else could love me like you do. Nobody but you could see me through. Your love is true, and I don't need nobody but you. So tight,
is true. And I don't need nobody but you.
Priscilla Black. Priscilla Black. Here's Bill Anderson.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the banks of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens in a pen in the back, and everybody said we was poor folks. My daddy was a farmer, but all he ever raised was us. Dug a 40-foot well, struck 36 gallons of dust. The Salvation Army gave us clothes to wear. A man from the county came to cut our hair. We lived next door to a millionaire, but we wasn't nothing but poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. My granddaddy's pension was $1.33. That was $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. The landlord's letters got nasty indeed. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. And we was too broke to even pay heed. But that's how it is when you're poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. But we had something in our house money can't buy. Kept us warm in the winter, cool when the sun was high. For whenever we didn't have food enough, and the howling winds would get pretty rough, we patched the cracks and set the table with love. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks, and we wasn't nothing but poor folks. My mom and my dad was poor folks. Brother and my sister was poor folks.
There's Bill Anderson there, all about poor folks. Well, here's a little something. Hello, Bridie, Pete, and Kathleen, and all the family in Stamford, Connecticut.
The Kennedys of Castle
and Michael.
Ross.
Oh, the Kennedys of Castle Ross. Oh, remember this one. Great program.
The makers of Cadbury's wonderful drinking chocolate present another episode in the life of Ireland's popular radio family.
Well, it began, I think, with a GI who came over here. His name was Mark Grantham, and he came over on a kind of a GI Bill, where you could get educated if you'd been in the American Army. And he came over and had the idea for a soap opera and put forward a proposal. And he was summoned, he used to tell me, he was summoned to a meeting of the Fry Cadbury people, organised by Arx Advertising, and there was this relief map on a table, a model of Castle Ross, a town that was based on Mullingar. And I was a great friend of Mark's. I would send him the storylines and he would write the scripts. And he gave me the Kennedys, bequeathed it really to me to do, and then I found myself doing it full time.
Why, it's Brian. You're home early, son. Anything the matter?
I have to work late tonight. Special orders for the holidays. Hello, Miss O'Hanlon.
Hello, Brian. You're looking well, God bless you.
Thank you.
What time do you have to be back at the factory, love?
Around 6:30. I came home for an early tea. I may have to work till after 10:00.
Now, you're a fine hard working boy, you are, Brian. Sure, isn't it all over town how well you're doing at the factory? It's no wonder that place is prospering, with boys like yourself making it a success.
Not at all, Miss O'Hanlon.
Why, I was talking to Mr. Hegarty only yesterday, and we were saying that the factory must be making buckets of money with all the business it's been getting. We were trying to guess just how much money...
I have to go now, Miss O'Hanlon.
Would you think they'd be making much money, Brian?
Sure, Brian doesn't know much about the business end, Miss O'Hanlon. He's only in the dispatch department.
Well, I just thought he might know. You know, it's wonderful what that firm's done for Castle Ross since coming here 8 years ago. It's made a lot of people happy. Although I heard you had some trouble there last week, Brian.
What trouble?
No, Brian, why don't you go into the back and I'll be in to get you your tea.
What trouble, Miss O'Hanlon?
Why, it's all over town about that fight in the dispatch department.
Brian has to go back to work soon, Miss O'Hanlon.
Wasn't there someone hurt, Brian?
No one was hurt. And I wish people had stopped spreading false rumours.
Oh, Brian, I was only asking.
Well, then I'm telling. There was nothing in it.
Wasn't that a great programme? The Kennedys of Castle Ross.
No, Brian. There's nothing to be gained by talking about it in the shop. Will you go in the back, love? I'll get you a nice tea.
All right, Ma.
Well, it was the radio version of a good read, I always thought. We had restrictions. One was that two out of every three scripts could only have four characters. And one of these had to be Mrs. Kennedy. That was Marion Keane. The third one, you could have five characters. Again, you had to have Mary Keane plus five other actors. And since we had about 14 or 15 regulars in it, there was a great deal of jealousy and a great deal of quarrelsomeness. They would go and complain that they weren't in enough scripts. But if you looked at the logistics, there's only one way of spreading them around, like Mrs. Kennedy plus three, Mrs. Kennedy plus three, Mrs. Kennedy plus four. So in three scripts, you wouldn't get the entire cast on by any means. And they were only getting about 30 bob each in those days. Mary Keane, I think, was getting a fiver. I was getting 8 guineas. They paid in guineas then, being paid 8 guineas a script. I think Mark was being paid 12 guineas. I think he never said. But it was extraordinary, the meanness of people when actors' bills.
Oh, there you are. Thank you all for tuning in to me this afternoon on irishradio.org. I hope you enjoyed my selection of music. It's nice to finish up with a little bit of the old things from Radio Telefi Sheeran. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, whatever part of the world you're in, and I'll be back next week with more great music. So in the meantime, thanks for listening, and from Julie, bye-bye now.